This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, after a bitter election, how do we overcome deeply personal political divides?
You think Trump is a divider?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's a big promoter of hatred in my eyes.
See, and I don't feel that way at all.
We spend time with one grandmother and granddaughter as they talk through their differences. They also share advice on how to weather the holiday season with family members who have totally different views.
It's not worth dividing a family or ruining a relationship just because we don't agree on something in politics.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the day's other news, AstraZeneca became the third major company to report promising results on a COVID-19 vaccine. Its formula does not have to be stored at very cold temperatures, giving it a potential advantage over other vaccines. Meanwhile, more public officials across the U.S. warned that Thanksgiving gatherings will fuel new infections. New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy appealed for restraint.
Please, we urge you one last time to think beyond this holiday and past yourself to the days yet to come, and to doing all you can to make sure that everyone you love will be able to see those celebrations. Let's be safe. Let's be smart.
Some 3 million people traveled by air in the U.S. over the weekend. That was the most since mid-March, but it was also down more than half from last year. We'll discuss all of this with infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci after the news summary. The world's greenhouse gas emissions have fallen during the pandemic, but not enough to reduce record levels in the atmosphere. The UN's World Meteorological Organization reported those findings today. It said the emissions drop amounts to, quote, a tiny blip over the long term. General Motors is abandoning a legal challenge to California's clean air standards. The automaker said today that it no longer backs the Trump administration's lawsuit against letting the state adopt its own rules. Instead, CEO Mary Barra said that GM agrees with President-elect Biden's plan to expand the use of electric vehicles. In Ethiopia, the military began encircling the capital of the rebel Tigray region today. Federal troops were surrounding the city of Mekelle after the government gave the Tigray People's Liberation Front 72 hours to surrender.
The beginning of the end is within reach, and that our defense forces have now effectively encircled Mekelle. And now it is easy to target any military installations.
Ethiopian state broadcasting showed government troops moving in. Nearly 3 weeks of fighting has left an unknown number of people dead and displaced thousands more. Israel was rife with rumors today that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met on Sunday with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It would be the first confirmed meeting ever between Israeli and Saudi leaders. Netanyahu declined to confirm the report, but his education minister did confirm it. The Saudis denied that the meeting happened. China has taken a major new step in space, launching a mission to bring moon rocks and soil back to Earth. An unmanned craft blasted off early Tuesday morning, Chinese time. No other nation has brought back lunar material since the U.S. and Russian flights of the 1960s and 70s. Back in this country, California Senator Dianne Feinstein is stepping down as ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Feinstein is 87. She said she wants to focus more on wildfires and drought in California. Progressives had criticized her for not being more aggressive at the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration today ordered a recall of 7 million GM pickup trucks and SUVs. They have airbag inflators made by Takata that can explode and spew bits of metal shrapnel. The problem is blamed for at least 27 deaths worldwide. And on Wall Street, stocks rallied on news of another potential COVID vaccine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 327 points to close at 29,591. The Nasdaq rose 25 points, and the S&P 500 added 20. Still to come on the NewsHour, we talk with Dr. Anthony Fauci about the perils of holiday travel and gatherings. Nicaragua faces a difficult recovery following two devastating hurricanes. Tamara Keith and Amy Walter examine the latest political news and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.